The state of Kansas ended December 2024 with total tax collections at $1.1 billion, and that's $66.7 million, or 6.3% above the estimate. Total tax collections are up 8.1% from December 2023. Governor Kelly said, as she's highlighted before, even though our state's revenues are healthy, they must practice fiscal responsibility, and that's how they will continue to maintain economic growth and preserve Kansas's fiscal stability. Individual income tax collections were $451.5 million, $31.5 million above the estimate, and up 13.7% from December 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $275.4 million. That's $45.4 million above the estimate, and up 16.8% from December of 2023. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $285.4 million. That's $13.6 million below the estimate and down $17 million from December of last year. The Kansas Department for Children and Families reminds Kansans who are needing assistance with winter energy bills that they can apply for its Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, and the applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 31, 2025. LEAP provides a one-time per-year benefit to help qualifying households to pay their winter heating costs, whether the home is heated with electricity, natural gas, propane, or other home heating fuels. In 2024, over 40,000 Kansas households received an average benefit of $645. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address who's responsible for the home's heating costs, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The level of benefit received varies according to the household income, the number of people living in the home, the type of residence, the type of heating fuel, and the utility rates. Applications can be accessed online at dcf.ks.gov by clicking the Apply for Services button on the top right side of the website. LEAP applications will be accepted until March 31, 2025, and you can learn more about LEAP in Kansas, including frequently asked questions, other community resources, and the complete schedule of LEAP application events at dcf.ks.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are interested in health care and social services to take advantage of this month's virtual job fair that's hosted by KansasWorks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, January 8th. Tolan said Kansas health care and social service entities are searching for new staff, whether you are entry-level or an experienced professional looking for a new opportunity. He said you can take this chance to connect with leading employers in healthcare and other vital industries and explore the open opportunities to further your career in a caring profession. The virtual job fair allows for anyone searching for a new position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. And the virtual job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for the attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. And to register or for more information, you can visit KansasWorks.com. The United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, has chosen Kansas as one of 25 states and U.S. territories to participate in a new pilot program. The USDA said the pilot program, under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program, will help homeowners in rural areas more quickly make needed repairs to their homes in areas placed under a presidential disaster declaration or who live in rural partner network communities. Many contractors require 50% upfront before ordering materials and work begins. So under the pilot program, suppliers will be paid directly or to the contractor after receiving receipt of a paid invoice. The USDA reports that the new pilot program will help homeowners make needed repairs or improvements to their homes while preventing fraud, and under the Single Family Housing Home Repair Loans and Grants Program, low-income homeowners can receive loans for up to $40,000, and those over 62 can receive grants of up to $10,000. The 20-year term loans have a 1% interest rate, and for those over 62, the loans can be combined with the grant for a maximum lifetime total of $50,000. For more information about the program or to apply, you can contact your local USDA Rural Development Office or visit rd.usda.gov/KS. Smoky Hills PBS invites young writers from grades 1 through 5 to unleash their creativity, craft an original story, and submit it for a chance to win exciting prizes and recognition as the PBS Kids Writers Contest for 2025 is officially underway and will end on February 24, 2025. The PBS Kids Writing Contest provides a platform for young storytellers to express their ideas, develop their writing skills, and bring their imaginations to life. And stories can take any form, like adventurous, funny, magical, or heartfelt. Completed stories can be submitted by teachers, parents, grandparents, or even aunts and uncles, and submissions are accepted electronically or by mail, making it easy for everyone to participate. Just visit smokyhillspbs.org for the contest rules and a printable entry form.